Rhetorical question, of course.
So the question is, are people telling you that they find that the whole coronavirus thing is something that they believe, don't believe?
Only two people say that out of 50. Most people, and most people say, yeah, we understand the distance and all that. So, but I have had a couple of people who say it's a anti-capitalist trick or something.
And how are people doing as far as health goes, have you noticed?
Well, there was one lady that, in fact, she got pissed off at us because she wouldn't let us throw a, we wanted to put the bagel down on, because she was wearing a mask and she got pissed off.
No, just because she was a human, because I didn't want to get that close.
Oh.
Yeah, keep your distance, Louise.
I know.
Bad girl.
Don't touch your face.
Give me a kiss.
Okay, we're going up to Coral Street.
Okay, so you're not going to be here for the assertive meeting. I mean, I can give you a copy of the agenda, but again, you're not supposed to pass around paper.
You know, my only position is that if they don't come through by Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, we need to take a serious action, which I call get in their face, literally.
So you're not into taking over things before the virus spreads tonight?
I would, if Keith asked me to come and participate, I'll come and participate.
Dig it.
As long as Kevin's not there. Oh, I didn't see you. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't be there if he were here either.
Hey, that dude just drove by and announced there's 10 available beds up at the Armory.
Oh, hello, Rabbi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Yes.
You want a bagel?
Yes.
He announced it because he was driving up there and was giving people rides. He's gone now, of course, but there's 10 free beds, 10 empty spaces at the Armory, according to him.
Are people, has anybody had any contact with people at the Armory or Laurel Street? Have you had any contact with any of those folks?
Laurel?
Have a good day, Kevin.
Okay, thanks.
Have a good day, Louise. Have a good day, Kevin. And stay away from me, long hair.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyway, the two ride off into the distance, and Kevin returns without a report from across the street. You bad man.
Oh, I did.
No, you didn't. We watched. Go ahead.
You know, it's going to rain for a week starting Sunday.
You were saying, yeah.
And there is a need for tarps over there.
Right, that's what we passed on to Keith when you were here.
And one dude has need for anything outdoors, including blankets and coats and stuff. He's just lying on cardboard on the street trying to sleep.
I think I see we even have a dog here, which is nice. I guess that's George's dog. That's George, the fellow with the dog who's walking off.
George was the dude who was... Oh, he's over there in the hat next to the water.
All these guys with hats look alike to me in short hair.
He's an incredibly competent, really interesting guy and an excellent cook. So he'll be a good fit.
I'm here at the town clock talking to the princess who's leaving and to Kevin. Kevin, any...
To get some clothes for Roberta because the community actually Sylvia from after is coming and bringing extra large things for Roberta because she is desperate need.
Roberta, you know, is the woman who serves food at the Food Not Bombs meal.
She's the one that washes the dishes, rain and shine. And I bought the sweatpants like in December, in the end of December, and so no one has stepped out to the plate and get some more. So I'm going to Ross now. Bye.
Have fun, kiddo.
Bye.
And so, Kevin, you yourself are I asked you to chair the non-meeting that we're having. I regard you as the key figure here. You actually brought some agendas. I guess I could run through this agenda for an online look back at a meeting. I don't know.
Keith keeps saying he's 10 minutes away.
He does, but I don't think Keith is going to be into a meeting with the four of us here. He might be, maybe. I mean, it's possible, I suppose.
I'd like to incorporate his takeover of the motels into the agenda.
Yeah, again, I don't know if we want to describe it that way, because actually I don't know that that's the case. I know that there is a lot of concern to press the city manager to fulfill his responsibilities and to address the real severe risk that people who are in the Laurel shelter are facing, and probably in the Armory shelter as well.
Yeah, somebody needs to act on their behalf. And as usual, that somebody ain't going to be the city.
It doesn't appear to be, at least not so far, although I guess Phil Posner said that Justin Cummings has replied that they're working on the issue.
Yeah, that's a euphemism though, right?
Who knows what it is, but it doesn't seem to be the actual opening up of real spaces or providing real porta-potties, hand-washing stations, and so forth.
Euphemism that means, move along, boy, you bother me.
You know, that's quite possible that that's the case. It's hard to say what the heck is going down. Yeah. I am one of two people with a face mask, and that's only on because it was handed to me by my nervous associate, Gloria, here. And people are not really keeping much of a social distance at this.
No.
They're pretty much being themselves, which is good in one sense and perhaps troubling in another, depending on how seriously you take the warnings of the various authorities, which I tend to take perhaps too seriously. I don't know.
Yeah, Keith is pretty good about enforcing all the rules when he's here. And then he disappears, and I think people slack off.
Right, well, that may be the pretext for clearing this away by authorities is the problem. But, you know, people are not cheek by jowl. I mean, I'd say they're 3 feet away from each other. That looks...
They might be operating under the 3-foot rule. Because it was changed to 6 feet, and that news might not have percolated down to everybody who comes to work around here.
It's true. Quite possibly. And the sky is becoming more overcast. So we're talking to Elise, who says across the street at Cooperville, there are apparently plans to build a new fence, a second fence?
Second fence. And so Vicky, I think her name is, I believe she's experiencing homelessness right now. She was asking the guy questions, and I was standing right there, and he was measuring it out. And she said, what are you doing? He's building a fence. So we're going to have to leave. He said, we're going to help you get spaces. She said, whereabouts, sir? And he said, the armory.
Uh-huh.
And when's it going to happen? In 2 days. So I kind of don't want them to fence up our streets. I mean, isn't that, like, for the public? And I'm kind of tired of this, fencing the homeless out everywhere. Like, I'm just saying, you know, this city is just going into, in terms of shunning the homeless, it's just, if they put a fence up there, I'm really going to be annoyed with that because
it is... You find it offensive, let's admit it.
There we go. I never realized the connection. Anyway.
Yeah. Anything else that you learned from this city employee who, he was measuring things, you say?
Well, I said to Vicky and in front of him, I said, you know, he said, we're going to find a nice place for you all, a good nice place or
nice
something
place.
Like that. I think he used a different word than nice, but it meant the same thing. And I just said to Vicky, well, you know, keep in mind, this is the city talking. I mean, right now, if you're out here and you have to go to the bathroom, and this is during the day. And this is for somebody who is currently experiencing homefulness. It's not easy to find a bathroom. I mean, this is supposed to be an advanced, smart 21st century city, and yet there's no hand washing out on the streets that I've seen since I've been out. I've just been out between the Greek Orthodox Church and the library and City Hall in here. But I don't see any ADA bathrooms. I don't see any hand-washing stations. I mean, aren't we supposed to be a contemporary, hygienic-minded, scientific society? I mean, hello. Hi, Gloria. So I don't think they should fence off our sidewalks. And eventually, are they just going to, like, gate the whole town and you have to have a property ownership pass to come in or something? I mean,
sounds like a great idea, at least. Well, by the way, and so you probably didn't hear this, but Keith is planning a meeting at the Safeway on Mission Street at 5 o'clock, is what he's been saying. You heard about that?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was also supposed to be here at noon, and he isn't. And he's also was supposed to be here every 10 minutes after noon, and he was. So he's obviously busy doing a lot of stuff. But that's useful information that you're giving me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I would like to encourage everyone who's interested in keeping our public freedoms somewhat fluid, somewhat intact, to start coming on down here and really observing what's happening. Because, I mean, in an economy that is absolutely completely unable or unwilling to provide living wage jobs to the populace, more and more people, oh good, there's a hand. Anyway, more and more people are experiencing homelessness, especially.
Grab that vehicle. Stop that vehicle right now. Bring it over here.
Stop that truck.
It's interrupting my drone.
No, it's not a drone at all. It's good information, at least.
Well, I'm just droning about. You know, more and more people are homeless. I mean, when I went to the Ross camp, I was amazed at how many elderly people who had walkers, who could barely walk, if they could walk. That's who I saw there, and then others. But, I mean, there were so many seniors, and seniors with disabilities. And that's because I went and visited the Ross camp that I saw that. So
hey,
I'm kind of concerned at this continual...
There goes a hand-washing station and an ADA bathroom.
...fencing up of everything, while the developers and the out-of-town speculators and the... What Airbnb people are just more and more encouraged to keep building and having a more expensive city. I mean, when... Anyway.
I'm still listening, Elise.
Enough of my droning.
Trying to do three things.
No, it's the same...
It's relevant. I admittedly, you said it before, but it may need to be said again.
Can you tell me what's going on with the city manager having, like, he's now, like, czar of the city? What's going on with that, like... Do you know anything more?
I heard secondhand information from Keith, who said he got it from Crone and Brown, that the city manager is claiming that he supersedes the city council in times of emergency.
Well,
Oh my God.
Have they declared an emergency?
Yeah, the city declared an emergency.
I believe so.
Alexander Haig.
I think so. I think it was... Well, the county has declared an emergency, as you know, and the city has also declared an emergency, as of
the last city council meeting, right?
I think they actually both declared emergencies, and then the county more recently declared this shutdown, you know, this shelter and home bullshit.
Considering that our city and the county are currently in the hands and control of extremely reactionary, extremely authoritarian, and often developer, like super corporate, out of state, you know, millionaire development corporations, I think it's time for the people of Santa Cruz to start developing mutual aid networks, that we start building an alternative government that actually represents people and not just the wealthy or entrenched interests. Like, I heard from a reliable source, I'd like to keep it at that, that Director Dettel of Public Works, he plugged in their data, that is the cabal's data for parking, into the consultant that they hired, who is very sustainable, and Patrick Siegman or something like that, and he was working for a certain company that I won't be able to pronounce the name properly. They stole their mechanism, in other words, the consultant's mechanism. They plugged in all their faulty, slanted data, and they came up with a totally different result. And when Rick Longinotti called the consultant that we had hired as a city and say, hey, what happened?
Around what issue are we talking about?
Parking. And do we need more parking? And do we need a 5-story parking garage attached to a library? He just that'll just totally, in the most base and corrupt way, just finagled. What's the word? Finagled, changed.
Evaded.
Evaded, cheated the data. I mean, that's where we're at with this city, where there's no stopping just short, as far as I know, of actually physically harming people.
Hey, Thomas.
They're completely corrupt. And, I mean, what are we, who are we in Santa Cruz anymore? Are we just gentrified long-term property people here? Are there any renters left?
And we've been listening to...
This is Elise Cosby, and we need to hit the streets. Time to come out and defend our democracy and our people.
You'll be at the Safeway at 5?
I don't know if I'll be at the Safeway at 5, but I will be here and trying to protest the new fence at the post office.
Thank you for letting me know about it. Thomas, your last night was at the Association of Faith Communities. How did that go? Did anybody cough and sneeze through the night?
No, it was fine.
How close are you sleeping by each other?
Very spaced out. I mean, most people have... Well, some people only have, like, 3 feet apart. But it's pretty spaced out.
How many people were served last night?
We had almost... We're getting almost full capacity to 18 now.
And
I have a positive note I'd like to interject real quick, may I?
Yeah.
Don't go away, Thomas.
Don't go away, Thomas.
I gotta get my suit before it gets cold. Okay. I'll bring it right back.
All
right.
On a positive note, I went into the post office just a minute ago, and they're open. And I said to the clerk, you guys are open. Are you going to be open tomorrow? And she said, yeah. She looked at me like I was crazy. She looked at me and she said, why wouldn't we be open? I said, so you're going to stay open? She said, why wouldn't we? And I said, are you hiring?
Nah.
And she said, yeah.
And so you're going to be at the post office.
Don't put that out to the public. I don't want...
It's a secret, so shut up, everybody.
I'm getting a job there, but yeah...
All right, well, that's positive. Good luck.
Yay, the post office. Do you know the Republicans in our central government have tried to debilitate the post office with the most ridiculous requirements, like paying employee retirement, you know, making it safe years in advance of when they retire, like things that no company in the world is having to do. Because they hate the fact that such an excellent public service... Social service has been so...
The postal service was privatized under Nixon, that's what I heard. To some extent, anyway.
Well, they're open.
All right, then. Thank you very much. So, Thomas, how many folks last night? You say it was almost full. At what capacity?
18.
And where did you do your thing?
See, I am lucky because I get to stay in the back room... With the owl, the monitor.
The name of the place where you're staying is?
Oh, St. John's.
How far away from the...
Well, it's in Aptos.
I got you.
But even that church has been having qualms. Mostly it's because of Shelter B plugging up the toilet a couple of times a few weeks ago.
You're Shelter A, of course.
Yeah.
But you're the A team, whereas they are simply the B team, yeah.
The B team kind of messed it up for us, but they're still letting us stay there, and it was fine. It was good last night.
Any observations? Because you've been up and out and about since, what, 6 or 7?